The legislative session ended over the weekend. Fairbanks Democratic Representative David Guttenberg, who announced he is not running for re-election, closed the session at 1:48 a.m. on Sunday.
It's my honor and privilege, Mr. Speaker. Under Uniform Rule 52, I move that the 30th Alaska State Legislature adjourn sine die.
We're adjourned sine die.
The legislature passed a $5.4 billion budget. Here to talk about the wrap-up of the session is Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Lori.
Andrew, the legislature voted to draw money from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for state government for the first time. How will that work?
This year, half of the budget would be funded by a $2.7 billion draw from fund earnings. A billion of that would go to permanent fund dividends, which would be $1,600 this year. The draw follows a plan the legislature passed last week. Under the plan, the draw would be 5.25% of the fund's value for the next 3 years, and then it would go down to 5%. Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman marked the historic occasion. Here's Hoffman.
I believe that it's historic that we are using what many refer to as the rainy day account for the first time.
The plan doesn't say how much of the draw would go to PFDs, so that will be determined in the future.
Andrew, how well protected will the main part of the permanent fund be?
Of the $65 billion fund, $40 billion can't be touched under the state constitution. Another $16 billion are earnings that can be spent, and $9 billion are earnings that haven't been realized yet. They basically can't be spent, but they're not considered part of the earnings reserve fund. For the fund to be protected in the future, legislators are going to have to follow the plan they passed last week. But there's a problem. This year's budget has a roughly $700 million hole, even after the earnings draw. So the legislature is using a separate piggy bank, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, to cover that gap. But that fund is running low. Governor Bill Walker was pleased that the plan passed, but he noted that there's still work to do.
It gives predictability. It protects the dividend going forward. It protects the permanent fund. And it closed 80% of the fiscal gap. We went from a $3.7 billion hole to a $700 million hole. Boy, that's a significant step. Is it done? No, it's not.
So unless oil prices stay high, the legislature is going to have to cut spending or PFDs or increase taxes or draw more on permanent fund earnings.
So beyond the budget, lawmakers passed a lot of other pieces of legislation. They include a statewide ban on smoking. What facilities does that ban cover?
Basically any workplace, and that includes bars and restaurants. There's already similar workplace smoking bans in both the largest city, Anchorage, and the capital city, Juneau. But the ban now would be in effect everywhere in Alaska.
Andrew, what about school funding? What happened there?
Well, if you remember, the legislature had already passed a school funding budget, but they added some additional money in the capital budget for schools. So there's $20 million that will essentially be spread out across the state to pay for a grant for each school district worth about $80 a student. On top of that, the state provided some funding for pre-kindergarten. In addition to all of that, there could be an unusual new source for school funding. The legislature passed a bill that would start a new raffle. Alaskans could contribute part of their PFDs, and 3/4 of that money would go to fund schools. The remaining quarter would go to pay for new raffle prizes, which would be the closest that Alaska has to a statewide lottery. I'll be working on stories in the coming days on that bill and others that passed in the sessions last week.
All right, Andrew, thank you for that update on the work of the second session of the 30th legislature.
You're welcome, Laurie.
That was state government reporter Andrew Kitchenman speaking to us from Juneau.